this morning, literally like minutes ago, it went to the FDA vote yesterday for initial approval for the United States, and the Pfizer vaccine has now been officially approved for the U.S. So, with so many questions, of course, circling this, the next saga of the COVID drama, a lot of questions, and we've never had him on the show. So this is going to be a first one, ladies and gentlemen, to ask some questions and get some clarity. We go to the hotline and Dr. Anthony Frauci, ladies and gentlemen.
All I want for Christmas is a new vaccine.
Okay.
A new vaccine.
Yes, good morning, Doctor. Dr. Anthony Frauci.
Yes, the vaccines are coming. The vaccines are coming.
Well, yeah, I bet you are so happy that this is finally happening.
Sounds like it. Yeah.
What a Christmas. Oh, happy Hanukkah miracle. Mazel, mazel, good things.
Mazel, mazel, good things. Good things.
Yes. The FDA approval vote.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was 7-4.
7-4.
So we know which four people are not going to get the vaccine first. So
helpful. How can you tell us about the rollout?
But we will be rolling it out next week.
Next week, Texas first responders.
And then it will be distributed to the general public first by last name.
Okay.
Based on also where you were born, how many letters are in your name.
What?
Where you were born.
I'm sorry?
Those that have two forms of identification. And those that can tell us where they were on February 7th, 1978. All of those things, and you'll get in.
No, that sounds clear enough.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Now, this is all part of Operation Warp Speed, right?
All right, yeah.
Yes, we've teamed up, of course, with Space Force. So we can now send vaccines to Mars by 2024.
I don't think that's how that's supposed
there
to
was
go.
There was some paperwork that got mixed up.
Okay,
maybe,
all right.
Maybe a little bit, yes.
Right. Earth well, first.
Yeah, let's do
but
that.
But what we do know, yes, we know from the United Kingdom already, a very compelling data.
Compelling data.
Only 3% of those who took the vaccine experienced reactions.
Okay, all right.
11% experienced fatigue.
Fatigue.
27% suddenly felt hungry.
What?
And 47% of those who took the shot said the word ouch.
They said the word ouch.
First to get a shot.
Yes, of those people, though, 14% used a swear word.
Oh.
But as long as they were wearing a mask, it's fine.
Okay,
it's fine.
You were up to be Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
But you didn't get it. Are you a little bit of hurt feelings over
How
that?
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, well, 98% of people don't even own magazines anymore. So I don't really, don't care.
That's overwhelming.
We have the science behind that.
You do? Yes, okay, it's overwhelming data
indeed.
Then on that.
But I encourage all to remain safe this Christmas season.
Oh, sure.
This entire holiday.
Some tips, maybe?
Well, you can maintain social distancing, of course, and wear a mask.
Of course, yeah.
Keep family gatherings with friends to less than 5.5 people.
5.5 people, okay.
Restrict it further to those family and friends, of course, who consistently give good presents. You don't need to invite the other people.
No presents, no family, right?
I like that.
And, of course, no office parties this year
or
potluck lunches, which, by the way, the CDC has been against for years.
Which
the potluck.
I am all for that.
And when it comes to celebrating, it's best to have an artificial tree. It is.
What
does that have to do with?
Because the needles just fall off and they just get everywhere.
It is a mess.
I urge all to take the vaccine, whatever vaccine it is, when available, whether it's the Moderna vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, the Costco vaccine.
Costco?
Yes. I personally suggest waiting for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Johnson & Johnson.
Why is that?
Yeah.
It's the only one of the shots that are completely tear-free.
Hey, there he is.
Mazel, mazel,
good things. Dr. Frauci.
You, Texas, it's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5, Hank FM.